I'm the audio here.
You're always the audio.
Ready when you are. How did I do?
You did great.
You got the thing running?
It's running.
Oh, all right.
We're all good.
As we said, ready when you are.
Would you please join in a flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the June 19, 2022 public meeting of the planning board of the Township of Clinton County, Plunder, East Haven, New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, open boards at the front of the front door of the public safety building, patches of Hunterdon County Democratic Express Lines, Courier East, and the Plunder County Independent Star Ledgers, no later than the Friday prior to the meeting.
Bless you. Mr. Aversa?
Here.
Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Ms. Johnson?
Absent.
Mr. Higgins?
Excused.
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Glazer?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. Malay?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Absent.
He's recused.
Oh, he's recused.
He's not absent, he's recused.
I'm out for this trick.
All right, now we're even.
I let you jump that one because I knew you were going to get it wrong.
You know, it's like fighting with my wife, I don't know. Okay. First item up on our agenda after the presentations is a look at meeting minutes. The first one is from August 6th, 2018.
Long lost.
Sue and I are the two people that are eligible.
Oh, because Ms. Butcher is the other, right?
I did not see.
Semay three?
Semay.
Semay. Is that enough to carry?
Yeah.
There you go.
You only need one.
Yeah, you only need one.
Really?
For that and resolutions.
We're getting perilously close to not having one.
Please. Then you'd have to have people listen to a recording.
That's a long one. I'm not doing it.
Then we were going to ask you.
It's one of those you play in the background when you're washing the dishes.
See? Yeah, I told you he was the right guy.
And Sue moves and I'll second.
Okay.
And Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
And Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
The motion carries. Thank you.
The next item are the meeting minutes of July 18th.
And I did receive a couple of corrections from Ms. Kleinhans, thankfully, just a couple of minor things. So those changes
have been made. There's 100% more people available for this one than the last one.
Oh, that's right.
One less than you think. I can't vote on this one. I wasn't here.
Oh, you definitely were not here. Thank you.
We can send you the tape.
Thanks, I appreciate it. There you go.
I'll make the motion then.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. And now up to resolutions. And there's only one of those up tonight. And that's Chabad of Hunterdon County, Lot 90, Lot 215, Sixth Plain Road, application number 2017-8 and resolution number 2023-0.
Yeah, you do not have to read the description. Mm-hmm. This is draft number 3, dated May 24th, and there needs to be one correction on that, and that's on page 10. The adoption date was set up for June 5, but it's now June 19, so other than that, this third draft incorporates all the comments I got, unless someone has some additional comments.
No, those are the comments that I sent you earlier, which was, let me find it, on page I didn't see that they got incorporated. On page three, I think those, under the second whereas, those two dates, the May 10th, 2022, and May 15th, 2022, those should both be 2023.
So May 10th should be 2023. We already have May 15th is 2023. And then the next one, May 15th, 2023. Got it?
Right.
I'll make these revisions when I get home tonight.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Page nine. I thought I understood this, but I thought I didn't. And I was going to rest. Number 12 talks about getting the permit CO by December 15th.
Yes.
But it's the same date for the application to submit the amended application.
That's correct.
That's the date for everything.
That's the date for everything. That's what we said.
That was the question I asked, right?
Right.
It's the date we agreed to.
That's right.
If they get the application in that date, of course, there's no time for hearing, right? That's what
That's right.
Exactly where I went.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Right.
So correct.
Put the chips forward in there.
Correct.
All right. Any more comments? If not, then I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
And Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
The motion carries.
All right, and now up to item G, master plan consistency.
Did Tom send that memo in?
Yes, and we need to call Tom.
We got to call Tom.
Ah, okay.
You want me to call Tom? You got to call Tom.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to call him on the landline, however you think is best.
Call him on one of those so you can put him next to a microphone.
Before we call Tom, I just want to understand, what exactly is this doing?
That's what we need, Tom. I can tell you what it is you guys will be doing with it, okay? What you guys will be doing is you're reviewing it to make a determination on whether or not it's inconsistent with the master plan.
Hold on one second.
If you guys find, I know it's not what he's asking, but that's what you guys, that's your job. Tom is going to tell you, that's why we got him on the phone. He's going to tell you what this ordinance does. He's going to give you an opinion on whether or not it's consistent or inconsistent with the master plan. And that's, you're going to ask him questions about the ordinance.
Tom, and are you ready?
This is not a hearing, so he doesn't have to be sworn in.
And Denise, John, whoever else might be there.
Good evening, Tom.
So it sounds like John gave an introduction, so I'll try to continue from there. And this, for the record, is Tom Behrens, board planner with Birch Associates, for the record. The board has before it an ordinance to amend Article 35, currently called Surface Water Management, Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations of the Township, which was previously introduced by the Township Council. As John mentioned, the board is being requested to conduct a master plan consistency review. So I'll explain again what the ordinance is all about. But in addition to the ordinance, which the board has received, you've also received a memorandum prepared by our office dated May 30th, 2023, which gives an overview of the ordinance changes. And you've also received two map exhibits that accompany the ordinance. First is Exhibit A, which details the locations of
various separate documents.
Updated the Highlands in its planning areas. This more or less formalizes this in terms of bringing it into the township ordinance, as compared to having it merely hang out in the Wellwood Highlands. So now we're bringing it into the township code officially. You also have Exhibit B, which is new, which depicts these areas of so-called municipally important groundwater recharge areas, which I'll explain momentarily. So I'll use my memo as a guide. Again, that's my memo dated May 30th, 2023. And I also submitted to the board a map depicting a comparison of the existing prime groundwater recharge designation as compared to the proposed municipally important groundwater recharge designation, and which also shows the overlap. And I can touch on that a bit as well. So just to go over some of the notable differences between the two types of recharge areas. Again, I mentioned there's groundwater recharge area, which is the current designation. Currently, the Highlands region macro level look, which when the Highlands created the regional master plan, took essentially the top 45% of the recharge volume areas of the respective watersheds. And this pertains specifically to the township's individual sub-watershed. There's now this, let me back up a little bit. The reason that we're reviewing this in the first place is that the current prime groundwater designation is impacting certain critical sites within the township, and specifically there are properties within the recently adopted Highland Center areas, as well as certain affordable housing sites that have this designation, which, if it's not removed, will prevent those sites from being developed. The reason being, you can only disturb up to 15% of those areas, regardless of how big or small they are, and you can't transfer that disturbance off-site. So if a prime groundwater recharge area covers essentially your entire lot, most of your lot, you're out of luck. So there's this mechanism that the Highlands offers that you can convert your prime groundwater recharge designation to a municipally important designation, which the municipally important designation is based on separate criteria that does a more in-depth local analysis prepared by the Highlands. We did not do that. And they take a look at essentially environmentally constrained areas that more or less can't be developed anyway, which include certain preserved lands that have to meet certain criteria, so it's not all preserved lands. And there's also undeveloped portions of the Highlands open border buffer areas, and also areas that are impacted by steep slopes. So they sort of combine those constraints, and if you met all that criteria, you found your way, meaning the properties found their way into this new municipally important groundwater recharge area designation. So if you look at the comparison map, certain sites had the original prime groundwater recharge area designation removed because they, it fit the original criteria, don't fit the new criteria, and conversely, there are sites that had no designation that now have a designation. And again, the sites that have a new designation that didn't before are generally constrained sites. And you may notice by looking at the comparison map, it includes that large swath around the Round Valley Reservoir, for instance. In terms of regulations, they'll be the same for the two types of designations. And again, you can't impact more than 15% of areas with a designation. You'll have to utilize low impact development practices. And for the areas that you can disturb, you'll have to mitigate the equivalent of 125% of the recharge volume. So not the area of the land, but the recharge volume that's being disturbed. And just for comparison's sake, the amount of acreage in the original designation was give or take 5,000 acres. And that's been increased with the new designation to 7,098 acres. So there is a bit of an increase, but there is considerable amount of overlap as indicated in the area in green on the comparison map. So to give an overview then of the proposed ordinance changes to Article 35.
Tom, yes. Just a question before you get off the map. I just want to be sure in my own mind. The yellow portions of the map vanish.
Yes. Correct. They okay. No longer exist. There'll be no designation moving forward with respect to the groundwater recharge designation. Correct.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to hear it.
And it affects more than just the affordable housing site.
Right, and it's merely based on this objective violence criteria. And again, because there are two separate sets of criteria, there's the macro approach, and then there's the, you know, full local approach that, you know, it is what it is in some respects.
Just to put on the record, we strictly adopted the criteria from the Highlands with two exceptions to the Highland Centers and one affordable housing parcel.
That is accurate. Right. So we followed their guidance to a T, and in fact, they prepared the new mapping with respect to this new recharge area designation, municipally important recharge designation. And to that, they also prepared the new ordinance changes. And essentially, we're taking existing Article 35, which is currently called Surface Water Management, One thing we're doing is changing the title to, I believe, it's stormwater management, consistent with the state regulations and how that body of that regulatory body is referred to in other documents for consistency's sake. But the Highlands basically took a look at our existing ordinance and modified it more or less to incorporate what already exists in the Highlands land use ordinance that the township has. So it's really just being updated for consistency. So these are rules and things that we've had to abide by anyway, but Article 35 hasn't caught up with the Highlands ordinance, so now it's being made consistent, essentially. And so what the ordinance will include are certain new definitions as included in the ordinance. It will add other definitions, including impervious surface. Again, this is all in accordance with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. It will add new groundwater recharge standards. It will exempt carbonate rock areas from stormwater recharge requirements. It establishes new enhanced recharge standards, which again, those are already in place because of the existing Highlands land use ordinance. It establishes new mitigation requirements, and it incorporates those new maps. Again, it allows the township to convert its current prime groundwater designation to municipally important groundwater designation. And what was explained to me is that the only way to remove the designation from certain sites, and again, these are the critical Highland Center sites and affordable housing sites, was to go through this process, which other municipalities have done. So it was our only way out, and it was critical for the reasons stated. So before we go into master plan consistency review, does anyone have any questions about the ordinance itself?
So, Tom, this is Mike Aversa.
Go loud, Mike, to make sure he hears you.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Go ahead.
So, just to follow up what Bill said, what we had before was consistent with the Highlands Act.
Correct.
All we're doing is memorializing that and then making two exceptions for the two.
No, it's a greater than two exceptions. If you take a look at the map, it is broader than that.
We're actually adopting a new criteria. They're both Highlands criteria. The first criteria was the regional master plan criteria. So it kind of looked at the whole region at this 40% recharge test. Now we're looking at more specific criteria, kind of honed in just on the township. So the 40% exists, but it exists like at a parcel level, if you will. So it's
Both are, yeah. Tom, is it fair to say that the current mapping that's in place is consistent, yeah, with the Highlands,
yeah,
and the proposed new mapping with the stormwater management ordinance is also consistent, mm-hmm, with the Highlands?
That's accurate. They're distinguished because of the criteria that they're two different approaches, essentially. And if anything, it seems to be a benefit to the township to take this approach, because during the macro approach, I think they weren't necessarily counting sites that had been disturbed or developed or that were already in existing community zones, or that might be ripe for development, but they had that designation nonetheless. Now they're actually looking at sites that are already, or portions of sites that are environmentally constrained. You know, taking a closer look at the actual conditions within the township, you know, from which they're creating this new designation. But correct, in all cases, they're consistent with the Highlands Regional Master Plan.
Previously, they painted with a broad brush. Now they're using a little bit more, this map uses a little bit more of a fine, granular review.
That's a good way to put it, yes.
And I would go on to say, maybe this is the master plan point, is that the new designation, actually, when I looked at the map, which I did a lot, strikes me as a lot more consistent with some of our development goals, mm-hmm, because it's really honing in on allowing development along the highway corridors and stuff you talked about, but it's also protecting areas that in some cases really were already protected, the preserved lands like around Round Valley, but also in some other areas. It also in some areas opened up some properties that previously had this prime groundwater recharge. I looked at parcels, kind of didn't understand always why. Now it kind of makes more sense to me.
Right, and I think it's also important to remember that sites that were currently exempt from Highlands requirements will remain exempt, and those include single-family development, for instance, or properties that have prior site plan approval. So, you know, in essence, those properties will continue to be exempt from this new criteria or designation. So with that, then, I don't have any further questions. I'll jump into the master plan consistency review then. And as Mr. Drill noted, and as you all know at this point, the board's task is to determine the extent to which the proposed ordinance amendments are not inconsistent with the township ordinance, or master plan. I took a look at the board, the township's existing master plan documents, which include its 2006 land use plan element, 2005 municipal stormwater management plan, revised in 2006, and also the 2023 reexamination report and amendments to the land use plan and housing plan elements, which this board adopted. And I'll note that the proposed ordinance amendments are are substantially consistent with the recommendations in the 2023 document, which specifically have this as a task item to fulfill this Highlands conformance task and to allow for the development of certain developments noted in that document. The amendments are also consistent with a number of the master plan goals in the 2006 land use plan element, which I won't read them all in my memo, but which include, I think, most significantly, to promote the maintenance of groundwater supply and quality, not just aquifer management programs, including relevant standards for wellhead protection programs. And just to give an example from the 2005 municipal stormwater management plan, one of the goals is to maintain groundwater recharge. So I think this exercise is a way to achieve those two goals I mentioned, as well as the all nine that I list there. And so in reviewing all of those documents, there aren't any goals or policies that I found to be inconsistent with these amendments. And so for that reason, it's my planning conclusion or opinion that I think the board is able to determine that it's not inconsistent, at a minimum, it's not inconsistent with the master plan.
And to refresh us, Mr. Drill, from the last time we had...
Right, so section 26 of the MLUL says, prior to the adoption of a development regulation or amendment thereto, the planning board shall make and transmit to the governing body a report which includes identification of any proposed development regulation, revision, or amendment which are inconsistent with the master plan, and then make recommendations as to the inconsistency. So you have a choice. You could say it's not inconsistent. You could say it's totally consistent. You can say it's substantially consistent. Or if you find that it's inconsistent with something, you have to identify it and explain exactly why it's inconsistent. And if you do find something, if you do say it's inconsistent and you identify, then that puts the burden on the governing body. The governing body, when considering the adoption of the regulation, to review the report of the planning board, and if they see anything in it that's inconsistent, they may disapprove or change the recommendation of the planning board, but by a majority vote of its full authorized membership, and they have to record in their minutes the reason they're not following the planning board's recommendation about the inconsistency.
Would it be something that makes sense to just keep it simple?
Right. That's what Tom says. It's not inconsistent. Right. That's his opinion.
The real question before the board is there anything in our master plan that's inconsistent with this ordinance?
Is anything in this ordinance inconsistent with the master plan?
So look at it, yes.
Right.
I have a question on that, because in this ordinance revision, or whatever you want to call it, under section 2, when they say impervious surface, I don't know what our master plan says, but does it say that porous paving is impervious and some of these other things that they've listed here is impervious?
Well, I doubt the master plan defines terms. That's in an ordinance.
Okay.
So the master plan is setting forth a general goal, and the issue is, does this ordinance, one way of looking at it, does this ordinance achieve the goal, or really what you're asked to do is, is this ordinance in any way inconsistent?
Right. That's what I'm asking.
Right. Now, Tom, her question is...
So first of all, this definition comes from the Highlands regulations.
Right.
We already have it in play. But to answer your question about master plan consistency, there's nothing that... And I did review, the various plans in the context of, are there any inconsistencies? There were none that I would know that would be inconsistent with the ideas of porous paving, paper blocks and other types of materials being presented.
As John said, you wouldn't find that level of detail on master plan. That's deep in our land, section 165, if it's even there.
So, Tom, a quick question. These definitions, it says in section one, the definitions are being added to section 165.224. I'm just curious, how come they're not being added to 165-4? No, I understand, but so we're going to have, are there going to be two separate set of definitions? That's my question.
In this case, that's how it's being proposed. I think we should ensure that they are consistent in all locations, but that's the way it's drafted. And I think it's in keeping, I guess, with the Highlands.
If I'm not mistaken, John, somewhere in our ordinances, doesn't it read that the applicant will conform to whichever is more stringent, the Highlands or ours?
Yeah, well, that is a Highlands requirement. That is stipulated.
Yeah. So, and I would also think that we might have different definitions for different applications mm-hmm. and our land use than would be for a specific Highlands mm-hmm. application.
Makes sense. I'll put it this way.
There is the case where certain sites would be exempted from the Highlands regulations. So in that case, a certain definition, might not apply or would apply.
Put it this way. I don't think that makes it inconsistent with the master plan, but you guys could always, you could throw any recommendation in there that you want. Now, if you have a recommendation and it's not based on an inconsistency, they don't have to do anything about it. But if you have a recommendation that you think it might be easier, if the definition, do what you want with it.
I think that might make sense because we do need, Sal and I were talking about this with a little bit of Trish got inside. This is the stormwater management section of their code. We do want to look back because it could have some implications on other sections, like the Highlands Code itself. Because, for instance, we're changed from prime groundwater recharge to Mississippi Port. Well, prime groundwater recharge applies to a lot of the Highlands stuff, so we just need to work through some of those nuances. It doesn't impact this specific ordinance.
Right, correct.
This is your point of view, but it's something that needs to probably...
Sounds like that'd be something for the ordinance committee.
It's cleanup. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to go back to your question. I just checked, there's two definitions for impervious.
Mm-hmm. Already.
Yeah.
In section 2
yep.
and 224. And yep. I don't read the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
224 is what
right. All right, in principle, we have two parallel land use ordinances. Right. Okay, you could, if you had all the money and time in the world, have integrated the Highland stuff into ours. No towns have done that. So you have two parallel ordinances, which just by the breadth and depth of the bond things, you will find inconsistencies. You want to put there another, 30 pages of thing.
No, I wasn't suggesting that. I guess my thought was if you're going to change a definition, why not use the same definition in two places?
Yeah, but that's what Bill is saying. That's the next charge for the ordinance committee to do.
Okay, fair enough. It doesn't change our vote tonight.
Correct.
Correct.
So let's remember, again, the way the code is constructed, we have all our zoning regulations. The Highland stuff is really overlay on top of everything.
Yeah.
So when in doubt, go to Highlands.
Look at both. The more difficult rules. And
right.
Fair. We knew that way back.
Yeah.
Because we went to Highlands.
Okay. The Highlands is a
rush. Put it this way. There's benefits of going to the Highlands and there's some burdens. This is one of the burdens unless you want to. I mean, maybe Tom can find out if they offer money to integrate the two ordinances because they offer, money to take care of their ordinances. I don't know if they offer money to integrate the ordinances. Maybe they do. Then you wouldn't have to pay for it. Someone else would pay Tom.
All right, but again, you just have to think of the value of it in terms of that. Chris had and I was talking about just going through our ordinance all by itself and resolving the inconsistencies and absolute, reversals. And we never got there. So you will find them in our own native 165. Well,
Tom just found
section
one.
Four all the way through.
You just found one in the right. He was citing section two in the existing 224, correct?
Yeah. Wait, one definition and two, or two definitions?
There's a definition from impervious surfaces in 165-2, and there's a definition from impervious surfaces in 165-224.
Which is this one?
No, the existing.
This is a new one.
This is a
no, this is just replacing. This
will replace two.
Yes.
But it's not matching, so we'll have
correct.
Got two.
Correct.
Two. He's just saying that it's already.
This is the high, but what's John's point is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are even within before you got to the new Highland section.
Right.
There's a bunch of stuff in the code that doesn't comport with.
Yeah, you just look at section four and stuff.
Oh God.
Yeah. You know, there's lots of things that don't make perfect sense. So
plenty of cleanup to be done.
Sounds like it's motion time to me.
Yeah.
Well, before we make a motion, I have one more comment. Before this goes to the illustrious board of whatever council, on the first page of the draft, the second last whereas, something needs to be done with that because that sentence doesn't make too much sense.
Which sentence are you talking? What page?
The first page of the proposed ordinance draft. The ordinance.
Yeah, can you just read it?
It says, whereas it is necessary to amend the township stormwater management rules are needed to.
I thought we changed that on introduction. We talked about changing that. I'm not sure we did.
Okay. It may not have been updated when it was.
That sounds like a recommendation to correct a typographical issue.
Right. So
I remember that.
Marla, just before you get through.
Okay, so having gone through that, can I have a motion?
I will make a motion that it's not inconsistent.
In a second.
Sorry, I lost my list here. The motion is Glaser.
Declare it not inconsistent. Glaser made the motion.
Yep.
McCaffrey seconded it.
That it's not inconsistent.
Not inconsistent.
And are there any recommendations?
None.
Bill's got the typo.
Bill's got the typo.
Okay. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Millay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Section H is public hearings, and there are none tonight.
Are we ready to dispense with Mr. Barron's, or do we?
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Tom.
All right, Tom, you're free to go.
Thank you all. I appreciate the accommodations. Have a good night.
Thanks, Tom.
I have a motion.
It's got to be stuck to something.
John has a standard.
Yeah, well, we have the standard one, but it disappeared.
Uh-oh. I didn't take it. I don't think.
And there were three copies.
There were three copies of it.
Wait, maybe you gave it to me with.
I bet it's stuck to the back of these. Yes, it was.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, proposed resolution to go into closed session. Whereas NJSA 10:4-12, the Open Public Meetings Act, authorizes this board to exclude the public from that portion of the meeting at which this board discusses certain matters. Whereas the board is about to discuss the retaining of an expert and to obtain attorney-client privilege legal advice from its attorney, Jonathan E. Drill, where confidentiality is required in order for Mr. Drill to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. Whereas this board believes the public should be excluded from that discussion, now therefore be it resolved by the Clinton Township Planning Board on June 19, 2023, that the board now go into closed session and the public be excluded, and the board believes that the discussion conducted in the closed session may be disclosed to the public upon the final disposition of the matters discussed in closed session. And in fact, what you guys can decide after, maybe after the closed session, you will just put out on the record back in open session exactly what was said to make a part of the minutes, or if you don't want to go through all that detail, then you just keep those closed. But action may occur when you come back into open session, which will be recorded in the minutes in any event. Mm-hmm. So does someone want to say so moved?
So moved.
So moved.
How about a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay.
And is this a verbal?
Roll call.
No.
You know your roll call? Do you know why your roll call going into closed session? Because if, you'd have to make some kind of argument that it was illegal to go into the closed session, so, and then your subject, board members are subject to like a $100 fine from the finance board in the DCA, but if you voted no, you don't have to pay the fine. That's why your roll call.
Wow.
Whatever. This is full of, like, I haven't, that hasn't percolated up for about 3 years.
Mr. Mr. Aversa? Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Malay?
Aye.
The motion carries?
Higher.
Okay, let me pause this.
That's for you.
Okay, we are back on the record.
So now, someone's got to make a motion to close the close and open the open.
It's now 8:15, executive session, so that I have a motion to close the executive session and go back into regular session.
Okay, client has made the motion, and I think Aversa just seconded it. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Malay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
And John, you ready for a motion?
Oh, I'm calling a security expert.
Do we do?
You have to do that. Why don't you give a brief report?
For the record, Mike, Aversa and I were appointed as a subcommittee to go identify and vet potential individuals or firms that might serve as security experts to hear and analyze the application for Chabad of Hunterdon County, which we did, and it is our recommendation that the board appoint and hire Robert A. Wilson as the security expert, and it is our opinion that Bob demonstrated more than adequate qualifications in terms of education and experience, and experience in particular in houses of worship and synagogues. And it was our personal interaction with us that also led us to the conclusion that he has the right temperament and work habits necessary to execute this work. So therefore, it's our recommendation that Bob is not. Mike, you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Any questions on that?
You have a law enforcement background, correct?
Chief of Police?
With no further discussion, then I have a motion to select this man as our security expert in the law matters in particular, and also instruct Mr. Drill to draw up a resolution to approve that, so we can formally approve that at our next meeting on July 17th.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Malay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
All right, Marty, do you have documentations to discuss on new business? We've got to review and approve the vouchers. I've looked at them. I've heard from our chair that he also did. There's just one small typo. There were some fun conversations relative to the car rental place that you were assigned to the chair, rushing to the vice chair.
And we, John sent over a revised resolution today, which I have.
She's got it. Corrected. Yep. And by the way, my office also sent the corrected one out to the applicant's attorney.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And at least I can see nothing. I'll
make a motion to accept. I'll second that.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries.
And we offer reports. Council's first time in the deck.
We obviously carry the stormwater management ordinance, so that you could see this board's input at our meeting on Wednesday. We also adopted a capital ordinance for all things other than the roads. I think at the prior meeting, I was absent, but we approved the roadway ordinances, so that funding is now live.
I just ask out of curiosity, what roads?
Petticoat from 22 to East Main would be a reconstruction that's already been bid out and contract has been awarded. So that'll be a complete reconstruction. And from East Main to Haytown will be milled and paved. Nice. Allerton is also on the list, as is
a small stretch of Allerton.
Yes, it's a piece of from Loop, but right. I think this Allerton is. My memory fades.
Talked about it.
Those two for sure. And then obviously some little stuff here and there. We've hired some new DPW employees. A few vacancies. Actually, we still have a couple left to fill. And we kind of muddled through our meeting of last week due to the recent departure of our clerk. So we're looking to fill that as quickly as we can. Oh, and we had a public discussion and formally adopted a resolution to begin the process to close Mobus Place, running down Riverbend due to the potential negative impact that the warehouse in the town will have.
Will you close?
Will
that be vacated?
No. So we're gonna because of the town's reluctance to close the road. Let's say. We will have all the work will be done on our side of the property. It'll just basically be a curb with catch basins. The road will remain township right away. The asphalt stripped, grass seeded and put down because of, there's a large amount of utilities in that roadway. Sewer, natural gas, I believe water, and definitely stormwater. So all of those things running through. It doesn't make any sense to vacate it, have easements, and so we'll maintain it, but it will be predominantly grass. And then the only, there'll be two permits. It'll be that one, and there'll be one to remove some striping on it.
Strictly approved to make the application to
correct.
Get a permit. An application to get permission to the commissioner to make a decision.
Because it's the DOT, because
you've got two bureaucracies.
A couple bureaus have to review it. Because it's a shared roadway, the commissioner has to make the decision. And then once he does that, it doesn't get closed until we pass an ordinance and actually physically close it.
And most of the work be done by DPW. It's not super complicated. The approvals.
I would expect less than $50,000.
Yeah. It sounded like maybe less.
Oh, that's why I said less.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. By the time it happens, who knows?
Well,
sure. But we had a pretty decent showing.
How long is it going to take them to build the warehouse?
Well, they're still in the permitting phase. They requested a TWA from the sewage authority, so they're.
Maybe you'll beat them.
Well.
Well, as long as we don't get shot down, because the town is not exactly. The town is not in. They're not opposing it, but they're really not helping. So.
Not opposing is better than them opposing.
One of the residents asked if there was something the town needed from us that we could leverage. And I said, I'm not aware of anything, and even if there were, I would not recommend it, because then you're just in a tit for tat.
Right.
You're just going downhill. So right. That's just...
That's funny.
Anyway, I think I covered pretty much.
Yeah. I'd say two things. The next thing we should be coming back with is the Grand Rock redevelopment. Tom's work of concepting has got to send to all of us to look at.
Oh, Tom?
The other Tom Barron's, yeah. Tom Barron's for looking at a concept plan, which is in law.
So we will regroup on that, hopefully come together. That Tom told you, it's a pretty quick process. We're going to draft redevelopment report. Comes back to the planning board because the council gave it to us to come up with something. We'll do our business and send it on its way.
I'd like to get that.
Yeah, that's on top of the list. The climate resiliency thing, which we still have outstanding from our the adoption of the land use element, we're actually eagerly awaiting guidance from Highlands, and they're saying they're coming up with something in the summer. So I noted to Tom that the summer starts this week, so
yes.
We'll start to hound the Highlands to say it's summer. Because we're hoping, well, they're hoping to come up with some guidance, but they're coming up with some grant money. Right. So we're pretty interested in leveraging that to do whatever we need to do.
Yes.
And then there's other stuff, of course, there's all the other stuff. The work from home thing, a lot of them. That's all I got.
And the star is not here, I think.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. And neither is environmental. Open spaces.
Yes, we are. I know Amy had a hike this past weekend, so we had a little bit down to the beach.
How long, I'm just curious, how long is that?
About 3.5 months. The problem, you have to park at the rim, but it's in the bush.
It's out and back.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just no.
You hike to work, you kite from Ferran over to the kiln that's over on the Beaver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All the way to. Wait, he's done it 50 times and he's walked backwards.
He's blindfolded.
He dropped the bike down and that's how he bike back.
That same trail system is connected to a dirt.
Oh, really?
Mountain bike system. Which is a little bit DDP, but that's different.
Right.
We talk about that on Thursday, but I guess some of the
mountain
biking trails have shut down.
That's mostly on hybrid side.
Right.
Well, Mike mentions that makes just for edification for folks that year a few years back the council obtained or the township obtained a grant from Exxon, just over $40,000. To do some educational work over at Wendy Acres for the pavilion and all that, right? And they recently had a fairly large school troop, school class visit out. They take trip out.
Really?
They had to postpone it from the day. It was originally scheduled for Armageddon Day when the smoke was here.
Oh, right.
But it was extremely successful from what I understand.
Well, you posted a video online. It looked wonderful.
They encountered a bear in the woods. So what sixth grader doesn't want to see it? She said that all the kids were like, this is great. And the adults were,
the kids were all excited because of the bear.
But yeah, so it's being put to good use, I suppose.
Yeah. And Amy was very excited about that. That went very well. We did our lottery for the deer program. Disappointed.
Well,
we had 12 people subscribe.
Okay.
So we have some vacant properties and we have some undersubscribed properties.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something we need to talk about for the future. What should we do as a township?
Right.
I remember that discussion at council where they were referring everybody from the state. We're going to have hundreds of people.
Exactly.
But I mean, Reddington takes hundreds of deer.
Most of Reddington, I understand, is leased out to clubs.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something we have to think about.
It sounds like Princeton hire people, don't they?
No, we're not doing that.
No, I know we're not doing that, but I'm telling
you. But I understand Princeton's going away from that because I guess the cost is getting.
That's fine. The return for your investment.
No, I last I heard they were paying $300. But this group that they bring in is exceptional. They come out of Connecticut. They're called White Buffalo.
Oh.
Exceptional group. But they're close.
Yeah.
So, one of the things we are going to be working on this Thursday is everybody's throwing out things from DPW to get done. And I said, we need to formalize a list and put a timetable on it so that we don't inundate it. So Thursday we're going to have a work session to go through what everybody needs on their different projects, and then
that's an excellent idea.
Because otherwise it just gets thrown out at random, and I think we just need to lay it on paper.
Yeah.
I need to tell you, I
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that.
Is that less than time of night?
So I make a recommendation, you adjourn?
I think you make a motion. Forget the recommendation.
Wait, did we get a second?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll second.
Thanks. Tom did? Okay, I didn't hear, sorry.
Maybe.
All right, now we can do all those in favor.
Aye.
Aye. All those in favor?
All right, why did I talk to you?
All right.